With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli strikes have targeted Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma with a report.
Dozens of injured Palestinians, including women and children, are taken to Nasser Hospital following a reported Israeli airstrike on Khan Yunis. Footage includes elderly women being transferred on stretchers and an injured child carried by a man into the hospital. More than 11,500 Palestinians, two-thirds of them women and minors, have been killed since the war began, according to Palestinian health authorities, who do not differentiate between civilian and militant deaths. About 2,700 people are reported missing. Some 1,200 people were killed in Israel, mostly during the October 7 attack, and around 240 taken captive by militants. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden spent part of his 81st birthday observing the White House tradition of pardoning Thanksgiving turkeys. The gobblers receiving executive clemency are named Liberty and Belle. The event held on the South Lawn. Also at SRNnews.com, there's good news for holiday shoppers and shippers.
Looks like you don't have to worry about your holiday packages getting where they're going on time. UPS, FedEx, and the Postal Service say they are up to the job this holiday season. UPS is hiring 100,000 employees to meet the peak. FedEx is also hiring in some locations and says it's ready for the holiday crush. The U.S. Postal Service has hired 10,000 seasonal workers. And although all of that sounds great, ShipMatrix, the shipping data company, has this advice. Don't wait until the last minute to send your packages. I'm Rita Foley.
The Dow is ahead 210 points. The Nasdaq up 155 points. This is SRN News. Americans are losing faith in science.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 57% of adults say science has had a mostly positive effect on society. That's down 10 points from before the pandemic. It would appear that coronavirus lockdowns and conflicting advice on whether or not to wear a mask has eroded public confidence in the scientific community. The decision by the medical profession to embrace transgenderism wholesale has not helped either. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The nation's largest Christian university says it will fight a $38 million fine brought by the federal government over allegations that it misrepresented the exact cost of its programs. Grand Canyon University, which enrolls more than 100,000 students, mostly online, says it's filing an appeal with the U.S. Education Department. If that fails, the Phoenix-based school says it's prepared to file a federal lawsuit. This is SRN News. House Republicans recently launched an investigation into FDIC Chair Martin Gruenberg amid allegations of workplace misconduct at the agency.
Led by House Financial Services Chair Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, GOP lawmakers told the FDIC chief in a letter Friday that they will use the panel's, quote, full arsenal of oversight and investigative tools, including compulsory measures to ensure that our banking system remains safe and sound. The probe followed Wall Street Journal reports that described a long-running toxic work environment at the FDIC and said Gruenberg and other agency leaders did little to address the behavior. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Well, fires have prompted the evacuation of campgrounds in North Carolina and Tennessee. Officials are hoping for some help from rain that's expected on Tuesday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.